Insurance agent Mark Wise has been looking under the hood of cars for years. That he could make his own biodiesel fuel from the waste oil restaurants discard was intriguing.
For me, I can make a gallon of diesel for 70 cents a gallon, but I didn't originally do that because there was a cost savings, but now with fuel going from $1.50 last year to roughly $3, it's like, well, that's kind of cool.
This biodiesel can be mixed with regular diesel fuel. That's what Aaron Elringer, co-owner of the cooperative Just Local Food, does. It's too time-consuming to make, he says, so his organization found a business to buy from that gets a tax break.
The commercial biodiesel that we bought in Minnesota recently was $2.55 a gallon. That's cheaper. And last year people were laughing at us for doing this just because they looked at it from a price point of view.
Elringer also drives what's called a grease car. It gets 68 miles a gallon. This 1984 Ford Escort's converted engine burns the free waste vegetable oil before it's turned into biodiesel. The only problem is that fuel gels, so vehicles need an extra diesel tank to get the car started. Elringer says the neighborhood usually knows when his French fry car drives by.
It smells like cooked food, and if you're hungry, it smells like whatever you're hungry for.
Meanwhile, the high price of regular diesel fuel has sparked a modern-day version of rustling in some parts of the country. Some have to lock up their rural gas pumps as thieves invent new ways to siphon fuel from equipment. But Elringer and Wise say they're likely the only ones in Eau Claire scooping up free waste vegetable oil for their grease cars or for making biodiesel. Mira Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.